running around this pillar. Eventually, the string will become shorter and shorter, and eventually, it stays close. It is a gradual process. Over here, Buddha emphasized on gradual process. 所以也一样的，就是佛陀讲的，如很多人呢，接下来呢，如果你很多人打坐的时候就讲，都会有这种想法。如果我要有定力或者是正念的话呢，我要让我的那个念头不要有这么多的妄念。那时候呢，很多人就打压这个妄念，以打压的方式。那打压的方式是错的，怎么样是打压呢？他们就会 死坐着这个，用力的坐，坐着这个呼吸，这个是错误，或者是战战兢兢，不能放松，战战兢兢，哎呦，不可以跑，不可以跑，完全你让他不要跑的话，那是不可能的，那我们要跟我们的妄念，和谐在一起，那怎么样的和谐在一起呢？那佛陀给的就是知道。 他讲的没有训练的心呢，本来就像野狗一样。野狗呢，它本性就是要跑的。你要叫它不要跑的话，它会疯狂。那怎么样呢？他讲，那你让它跑的时候呢，你在它的这个颈项那边呢，绑了一条绳子。然后另一条绳子的另一个末端呢，你绑在一个棍，这个棍呢是很深很扎实的，埋在这个地上。 然后你一放的时候呢，这个狗、野狗呢也会乱乱跑的。但它跑过后，它始终呢就会寻找着这个棍子呢，一直跑，跑到越来越短，它的绳子呢越来越短了，最终呢它只会粘在那个棍子里面。So what is the simile of the dogs, ropes and the bull? The wild dog is like our mind. The mind that untamed mind is like a wild dog. Then the string is the mindfulness. Is our mindfulness. And the pole is our object of meditation. So when our mindfulness is not so strong, so it's okay that the wild dog will run a little bit longer. Some are meditators or beginner, when you sit for 1 hour, maybe they will come up 4 or 5 story. Four or five story maybe take up 60 or 80% of sitting time. But that's okay. Still have 20%, that's okay. But eventually, it will still will have 3 or 4 story, but the story is getting shorter and shorter. Maybe only for start, maybe 1 minute, then you will go, oh, this is wrong. And coming back. So you still have, you might still have 3 or 4, but that period will become shorter and shorter. It's not totally zero. The simile, many people don't understand this simile. They thought it must have zero wandering thought. The wandering thought will be maybe still 4 or 5, but it's getting shorter because of the mindfulness and alertness. You will bring back. Then, how is the way that you bring it back? Many people that they will think that if my mind is running away, I will catch the mind back. This is also a wrong concept. You see, Buddha never say that you must catch the dog at the pole. You round it at 0 point, and then you let it go, and then let it round again. Buddha didn't say that. Buddha said, let it run accordingly to his own will. Eventually, as long as you still have the string, as long as the pole still works, then you will eventually together with the poles. 那一个很重要的就是，我们如果有念头有妄念跑掉的时候呢，这个很重要的就是不要去把它，有些人想要把它做回来，那重新开始。你不需要重新这样的做回来，你给它自动，就是这样的从那边继续，给它继续。You don't catch back the mind. You just let it. If they say we run out, you just cut it in. Let the mind cut in, chip in, and then continue. 这个很重要。 嗯，如果你做回来的话，那你要，那天已经有人问的时候，已经有分享了，可能有一些新人，诶，有新人吗？maybe 他们做回来的话，他就会有更多的力量往另外一个地方跑，因为你做的时候呢，你很难拿捏，难道你的心呢就不能平衡呢？平衡是很重要啊，等下我们再讲一点平衡，When you think about catch the mind back, you need extra effort. This extra effort will make your mind, the faculty could not balance. Because that's always two faculties that you need to balance. Effort and concentration. Concentration have the, it manifests in a way that it make you feel confidence. But when you disturb it, by exert too much effort, then your confidence will lose. So you need to reset it again. And if you don't reset it again, what will happen? When you pull it back with excess energy, excess effort, you will not let the mind settle. The excess energy will make the mind agitated. Because it is energy. So it will be going another way. So the mind, coming back to the dog simile, if you want the dog to stay, if this is a puppy or a wild dog, another way, is you stroke the dog, on the dog head. You let maybe puppy, whatever come, you stroke his head. Then the dog will feel very comfortable. Compared to another way, if the dog come, you press against the dog at the neck or whatever. Well, the dog may still stay, but you will get exhausted very soon. And then when you let go, the dog will still run away. This is not the way. This is by extra effort. That's why in samadhi, samadhi, when we talk about samadhi, samadhi, you understand samadhi? When you talk about samadhi, the proximate cause to get samadhi is confidence, is Sukha Vedana, Sukha feeling. Sukha, understand? Sukha? Sukha, pleasant feeling. Pleasant feeling. Sukha Vedana. That's why this dog, when is you stroke the dog, when you have confidence, with associated with that confidence, they have other mental phenomena. What others? Softness. When you have softness, then the mind. You have others quality that you always will come. When your mind is softness, then you make the mind pliable. You can make the mind whatever way you want. This is how very important on this samadhi. 那当如果我们懂那个方法过后，那其中一个呢，让我们的心静下来呢，如果再讲用那个狗的比喻的话呢，就是。如果我们有一条小狗或者是一个野狗也好，那你让这个野狗不要跑的方式呢？你不可以用扎着它的那个颈项，你这样的扎着它的话呢，你要用很多力，然后这个狗也不舒服，那你也很累，那你一放而已呢，哎，这个狗就跑了，另一个方式呢，就是。那狗来了，你轻轻地摸它的头，摸它头，然后给它很舒服，舒服到，但你也不给它舒服到它要睡觉，你舒服到睡的话呢，你就打它的头一下，然后它就可能醒了，但它也不会跑，那它很舒服的时候，它任你打的，它不舒服的时候，你就不要去打它了，打它了就给它咬了，那它舒服的时候呢，它就会，它不会跑掉，所以这个舒服呢，就是我们所定所需要的，定的静音呢，就是乐受，所以你如果捉回来的话呢，它多余的力量，这个精进其实是我们的五根里面要平衡呢，有五种根里面两种很重要的，是什么呢？定和精进，这是一对，那你的精进过多的话呢？你的定就没有了，那是什么意思？增进过多真的是定没有了吗？ 不是，是你的错误的精进，让他的心呢不能舒服，所以不舒服的话呢，他的乐受就没有了，所以心就定不下来。包括如果身体很痛，这边痛那边痛，你坐下来坐两下受不了了，那你心怎么定下来？他是难受的，除非你的定力，所以为什么讲定力很强的人可以克服？就是怎么克服？就是两种，就是他的目标令他许愿，或者是他可以放下，他可以很快的沉浸他的目标，这个是以后的功夫了，你在一天两天的那是比较难的哈，然后如果可以这样的放松过后呢，当这两个东西呢都平衡的时候，他慢慢就对了，他那个定，他就慢慢就会停在那边久一点，所以这一个是其中一个非常，我们打坐时候需要有建立起来的正确的那一个克制那个妄念的对的心态，然后如果这两个有了过后，第三个你需要有的心态是什么？Now, after you know a few methods or a few principles that is supporting the arising of samadhi, then another one. After you know it correctly, then what is the next one? The next one is khanti. Khanti, understand what is khanti? Pali word terms. Khanti mean they have two meaning. One is forbearance, one is patience. You carry two meanings. So when you know this correctly, the right attitude about towards these wandering thoughts, the third thing you need to develop is this khanti. Khanti is you sit still. You by this khanti, when you develop this khanti, then it will cut off the disturbance from the five senses. This is very important. The five senses, we need these five senses to know the world. But in meditation, when we want to develop samadhi, these five senses become a nuisance to us. They become a disturbance factors. For example, when you meditate, you heard about sound. Sound is a in the Visuddhimagga, he give a simile. It's like a thorn to samadhi. It's a thorn. It's like a thorn. So it's always agitating. If your mind want to settle down, sound. So sounds will, because it's very difficult to turn it off. It's always on. That's why you need to develop the patience on one subject, not moving, not paying attention to it. Do not have any curiosity about it. What is this sound? Do not investigate. Investigation is also, when you do it excessively of investigation, it also make the mind could not settle down. So first it's triggered by sound, but at the second time, what is this sound? Investigating. So this is because of our normal habits. Then beside that also, when we want to develop our confidence or our samadhi, besides sounds, we also pay attention for other bodily feelings. When you pay attention to it, also, you always check, is my body relaxed? Is my body erect? Is my body, you always, every 1 or 2 minutes, you go to check. By checking, you also make the mind couldn't shut it down. So this patient forbearance means ignorant. Ignore others. Just one object at a time. Enjoy your object. This is what you require. But this khanti and forbearance is something, it sounds very easy, but when you really face about challenge, different challenges, it's not easy. 所以接下来呢，这一个呢，就是如果你 的心态正确了，那你要大出去的时候，你打坐的时候呢，一个很重要的另一个因素呢，就是，坎蒂。坎蒂里面呢，这里坎蒂的意思呢有两种，那第一个呢就是忍辱，或者是忍受，忍辱，或者忍受不要动。那主要是什么？它主要就是对于不应该会干扰你的定的东西呢，不要去理会它。就会干扰，什么东西会干扰我们的定？一切，五门，从五门进来的，什么是五门？眼门、耳门、鼻门、舌门，身体，全部进来的这些东西呢，不要去理会它。你一理会它就中招了，为什么？但一理会，你知道，我们的心呢，就是不会安分守己。但一听到这个声音呢，第二个他会去想，这个是什么声音？车子，你回来就好了。你车子呢？这是什么车？是不是杰西的车还是什么的车？你就想的是食物来了啊？你就想很多了，所以他就是从一个又接一个，然后他就从这样他就溜开了，就是因为我们不懂得安分守己，包括你做的已经很好了，你看够直吗？有没有弯呢？这样，这个是完美主义的人呢，就好吗？对吗？我这边屁股对吗？身体对吗？这个别人会一直查身体直不直啊，他一直查，所以坐2分钟他就查了我有没有对，等下人家看我怎么样啊？这个有我的人呢，就看这边旁边有女孩子坐，她可以坐这么直，我要坐比较直，比较，这个我慢的人呢就这样，我要坐直，不然人家看到我不好，他就很多那一种，其实就是那个不对的心态，让他打坐，就是打坐，其实就是要忘我，不要去理会这么多，就是要培育潇洒的心，然后不要去理会这么多，那如果你做了这些对的东西呢，他的打坐呢，就然后越来越容易，当这一个做完过后，慢慢你做对过后呢，它又会升起另一样的东西。When you start to do breathing, after that, that is a few things that maybe sometime you will disturb a meditator. Is some of the meditator when they meditate, if youthat you can see a few types of meditator. Number one is this is one type. This is what they're breathing in very long, breathing out short. Breathing in short, out long. In short, out long. In short, out long. Eventually, we like that. Another one is.In very long, out short. In short, then it'll be like that. imbalance. This is the problem of the controlling the breathing. Because when the meditator, how they control? Even though you say not laboring, they are actually not labor, but.They manipulate the breath. Why? They want to make the breath become obvious. This is not another wrong concept. The breath become obvious when you settle down, the mind settle down. It's not by manipulate the breath. And then, but that are people. Also have another one. Eventually you see meditate like one hit, go to another side. This is what problem? Or this, go to another this side. What? Blockage of the nose. One side of the nose got blockage. Then you want to see this, only one side. No? Then you see one side, always you follow this one side. Eventually, it's not by all one, it's eventually, and after a while, the head will go to this side. If you have this, clear your nose. This, there are a few simple exercises that you can do. One is, you rub again this. Every time before you meditate, you rub again this. Then, you this breathing technique. You do this with empty stomach. Before lunch or after lunch, after your meal, 2 hours, at least 2 hours. You can do this with your stomach.
One side. You blow half of the air going up. After that, use stomach. About 20. If you say 20 is too much, then you can start with 10 or 15. Then the last 15, then hold the breath. Then chin and the other side. After 15, stop. Then okay, then you can try two together. Half, using your abdomen. Hold the breath. Hold the breath. Then this will clear. But for those that have blockage, when you do it, one side will be very smooth, another side will be tough. Like myself, when I first do it, I forgot whether left or right. Always one side is very smooth, another one cannot. But you must continue to do it, eventually this one will clear up. Actually, it's not from the nose. It's linked to your neck. When one of these blockage, you have to check your neck. It's blockage from the neck. This is the effect, not the cause. But most people tackle the effect, forget about the cause. So you will solve the symptom, but you will repeat it again and again. How many of you have sensitive to pollens? Do this exercise and then check your neck. These two. Then eventually, this one will clear. And then if you want to, you can, morning, when you in the morning, you can rinse a little bit water to your nose. Then, go there, same, with water, you trigger it, same, you can do this too. 这个华语的就不用讲了, 听了就这个 action 就很清楚了嘛, 然后刚才是讲那个呼吸，我们最重要的就是呼吸一定要有三个关键的东西，就是松、静、自然，松、自然、静，大家倒反，你一分很放松。然后给他很自然的呼吸，然后他的心呢和身体呢就可以静下来。这个三个很重要，就是很放松，不要去控制它，放松，自然，它是怎样就怎么样，它可以快就快，慢不清楚就不清楚，不要去理会它，然后慢慢他的心就可以静下来，这几个，这个三个是非常的重要，那如果你拿捏这个呼吸不对的话，他就很难。那你拿捏对的话，他一静而已呢，他就会有整个好像放松了，一放松呢，他心就会宽阔，宽阔过后呢，他自然呢，他会有安详。内心会有安详升起，你就觉得内心很舒服安详，
然后他自然有这种数字的话呢，他心就不会乱跑。那不乱乱跑过后，他就会喜悦升起。那喜悦升起过后啊，接下来刺激的时候就到了。什么刺激？等一下。Now when you do breathing, that three keywords that you need to be aware of. The first one is relax. Second is be natural. Even though the breath sometimes is short or long, doesn't matter. It's obvious or not obvious, subtle or not subtle, also doesn't matter. After, if you can have this relax, natural breath, then the mind set will eventually will become settle down. When the mind settle down, then you will start to see the wonder. 那什么样的那个东西出来呢？就是他进入这个微细的阶段，那他就可以进入这个微细的阶段。这个微细的阶段，如果再加上你的内心有这种喜悦，的话呢，很快一开始呢，有时候有些人就开始看到啊，就是啊一个闪亮，闪亮的光，一点点闪亮的光，这边一点点，这边一点点，啊，这个时候。你应该怎么样？那很多人呢就过不了这一关。看来兴奋了，心就跳起来了，然后我紧来了来了，那就是来了来了，完了没有了，就没有了，一来了来了就没有了，那这一个又怎么样呢？你的心呢，就是要有很要这时心要倾向舍，舍的心呢是什么呢？不管是怎么样，如果我做对，他那个广东的那个那个许冠杰讲的，命里有时终须有，那有的话，你不用去求他，他也会来的你不用去强求他呢你就很放松在那边呢，是你的集中呢就会过来，不要去追他，这一个一点点一点点的亮光升起呢，其实就是。那个智慧之光开始要升起的显现，这个不是成像，这个不是成像，这个是其中一种，让人家兴奋的，而且这一个是最不应该兴奋的时候，他就兴奋了，这个也不能，Then after you have subtle back breath for some periods of time, so that will be a second challenge.Second challenge is the yogi will see some sparkling light a little bit here and there. This is where the yogi feel very excited. Oh, it's coming. When they do this, the light will disappear. This actually is not dimitta. This is one of we can consider is light of wisdom. But this is very unstable light of wisdom. So,If you pay attention to it, or you chase after it, you want to know it, you're no longer doing the right course. This is the effect. When you do it something right, the effect. When you pay attention to the effect, you no longer inject in the correct or sustain the right input. So that one will disappear. 那有些这一个光的时候，有些人可以过了这一个光，然后慢慢他又开始呢，前面他这个光呢就集中了很多，在那个前面还没有靠近这边比较大一点点了，在前面那不成熟的时候，他们去看他，然后他去看他的时候呢，他就会慢慢的移动，所以有这种移动呢，他的光呢在这边移动，那如果你当这个移动的时候，它就像万花筒一样很漂亮，你要怎么移它就可以怎么移，有些就是这样的去你就看它就这样，有些就这样很多种的，那你如果按在这边的话，好像你做整支香都没有妄念，但都不会得到定力，你在看戏，这个人在看，很好哦， 很好。看的有些人好多年，卡在这个关卡了好多年好多年，他以为他做对了，其实是不对。他以为他没有，我都没有什么杂念呢、啊。然后我整个箱啊，这边就看着没有一丝好的，这个不对，因为他跟定的那个原则呢，是不相应。你最多可以讲呢，他是有正念，但不可以有足够的定力。足够的定力是什么？目标呢，就是不要动摇，心才可以不动摇。所以他这样呢，就最多要进入进行定都有很难的、啊。最多就是进行定，难道不可能安止定？绝对不可能可以进到安止定。Now, some of the yogi able to overcome. He have this forbearance, restraint power, not to see this sparkling light. So eventually this light will form like a cloud in front of him. Then this is also in premature nimitta. If you pay attention to this cloud, then this thing will rotate. Sometimes you will be rotate like this, sometimes you will be like zooming in and then again and again. Yogi may able to pay attention to it more than 30 minutes without any wandering thoughts. So they thought that my samadhi right now is very good because there's no thoughts. But if yogi take this as nimitta or their meditation object, no matter how long you pay attention to it, you cannot get into absorption. This is where your concentration, your progress will be hindered at that point. So this is also not your meditation object because it is against the principle of samadhi. Principle of samadhi is the object must be a static object, so that the mind can also not moving. This is very important. And 如果那有这一个，他们就没有去管他，但他不，他有时候不是一定这样的。我只是讲这个可能性。他的升起呢，每一个人都不一样。但有些人呢，他这一个经过了这一个过后，他开始呢，他就会有这一个禅相升起。那禅相升起很光的禅相的时候呢，其实这个是好的。那如果这个光跟呼吸有结合的话，那你的心可以知道这个光。但这个时候呢，又有一种样的误解，就是什么呢？就是光来的时候呢，有些人就会用眼睛去看这个光。习惯了，然后他就你，如果你看到光了流眼泪的话，那你可能就是这一种类的人。他可以越看越亮，越看越亮也入不了定。他不可以用眼睛去看。你用眼睛看，他的确是可以越来越亮。那你等下会怀疑，完蛋，他在我这边，我不到底是不是用眼睛还用心，我怎么知道？其实心和眼睛呢？就是很接近，很接近的。那你也可以看到光，那等一下给你们做一个试验。如果要的话，有时间给你们做一个试验。你们就可以知道什么是用眼睛和心，其实好像是一样。但它是两回事。那它的怎么样的区别，是不是用眼睛呢？你打坐过后，眼睛会不会累？会不舒服吗？会胀吗？如果会胀会不舒服的话呢，你有可能呢是用到眼睛。这一个是其中一种现象。然后第二种现象呢，它入不了定呢，是为什么呢？就是它又有一种错觉，就是我要融入这个禅相里面，所以它就让它整个心呢就钻进去里面。一直要钻进去，用了很多力要钻进这个禅相里面。然后有些人他就可能有进入一种，但由于他用的力道，他是用这样的方式，他进了他又弹出来，他进了又他弹出来，然后这一东西一直在重复的做，一直重复的做。他是有定力，但这个定力因为他五根不平衡，所以他在那边呢不能融在这个定力里面。这个是 用那个 effort 太多了。嗯、so after if you some yogi able to overcome this stage, then you eventually come to where the nibbita will come up, will appear. What is nibbita? For anapanasati, the nibbita is the light is together with the breath. When you know the breath, you know the light. You are able to notice about this light. They are together at one point, merged together. So this is the time that the yogi can pay attention to this light or nibbita. But if the yogi, some of the yogi at this stage, they will use I. Some of them you automatically use I to pay notice onto this nibbita. So if you do this, maybe the light will become brighter. And your concentration may seem like improve, but eventually you also cannot absorb into samadhi, because by naked eye is not possible. Normally, this type of people, after they meditate, you will see tear come out because of tiredness, or they will feel like that certain part of forehead is expansion. You see that this is this expansion, or this is something not comfortable. This is, it could be this. I wouldn't say that it's 100% using eye, but if you have this symptom, you take note, maybe it could be very likely that you use eye to look at the light. Then another one is, some of the yogi, when the light appear, they thought that if I want to absorb into this light, the way is I make myself go inside. By whatever way, he want to make himself enter into or submerge into this light. And then if some yogi maybe can have temporary get absorbed, but because of he used this unbalanced effort, then you will bounce back. It's maybe go inside for a few seconds. So it cannot stay inside this absorption for long. So bounce back again and again. So this is not the correct way. The correct way is you just relax at the mind able to pay notice at this object for prolonged period of time. Then it will be, first you let it absorb naturally first, not at will. First you know, after you're able to repeat this for a few times, so you will eventually know the way how to get into absorption. From that, then you can train the five mastery. Five mastery, 这个是，然后，正确的方式是应该怎么样呢？正确的方式是，你注意这个禅相的时候呢，你的心呢可以放在一个范围里面。然后你如果够平衡的话，让他第一次的话呢，或初学者呢，就是让他先自动的可以从这个地方呢慢慢融入几次，几次过后你就知道怎么样的融入。当你知道怎么融入过后呢，那你就可以有训练这个五种的自在。五自在。那五自在如果下午你们要问五自在，或者是因为现在讲的也讲我们打坐给大家打坐，讲的太多，有没有打坐用过？所以给你们大家舒缓五分钟，那我们就打坐。We not just need theory, practical is far more important than theory. So we, after this, we let everybody rest for 5 minutes, then we continue our sitting.